Hey everyone, this is Stelly Efti.
And Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of The Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to deal with economic downturns as a startup, as an entrepreneur.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So here's the deal, Heaton. I hear this more and more. There's kind of a growing echo chamber of people worrying and thinking about this year in specific being a year that's going to be economically really, really challenging. We see all these quote unquote unicorns stumbling and having real issues and difficulties and firing people and, you know, selling for a lot less than they raised and having all these issues. We hear all the ramblings on like fundraising is probably going to dry up and funding is going to dry up. We hear about the whole economy going down and this year being a shitty year. And it makes a lot of entrepreneurs and founders, you know, stress out. It makes them nervous, makes them wonder what to do and how to react. And I knew that you would probably have a pretty cool, calm, and collected attitude towards this. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. If a founder comes to you and is stressed out about these kind of the market and the economic downturn, and you've seen a bunch of these, you've seen a bunch of ups and downs over the years, what's your advice? What's your approach today when you see some of these coming? How do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's a very fundamental skill, and many folks don't have it, but you know, if you just hear it, it's pretty logical, which is like, just figure out how to survive if you're going to survive. And if you're not going to survive, figure out how to gracefully get out of it, right? Whether it's an exit or an acquihire or even shutting it down gracefully and returning some money if you're a funded company. And that's just more on the funded side. And even if you're self-funded and all that, just realize that like some things are going to be harder for you. It might actually be harder for you to get customers at some point. Right now, I don't see that effect yet. But if you're self-funded, then you're generally just trying to make a little bit of money, not like hundreds of thousands of dollars a month in the short run, while a venture funded company might feel differently about that. So I think you don't have to operate much differently, but a lot of the venture funded companies might need to operate quite a bit differently because, and more like self-funded companies, somewhat ironically, because they have to manage their cash flow now because there might not be that much more money coming anytime soon unless they get a ton of traction and have an actual business that should get money.
Isn't that a crazy thing when you think about like, hey, you know, when the economy goes down, you might have to act more like a real business, right? You might have to be
basically a lot
more
right?
A lot more economic. Well, you can't. It's basically also like on a private level saying you're probably going to have to find a lifestyle that matches your income. Like that's what we're really saying. It's like you're not going to be able to live on debt, credit card debt. So as a person, you might want to find a way to spend not much more than you're earning. And the equivalent of that is for a venture-funded company, a VC-funded company. You might want to start acting like, you know, money doesn't grow on trees and whatever revenue you can generate is going to be the amount of money that's, you know, available to you to use and utilize and allocate and spend. So it comes back to basics. But then, you know, there's a lot of businesses, especially in the Valley, that rely in the early days on, you know, and we were one of those businesses. We're still to some extent relying on having a customer base that's heavily focused on other startups. Right, lots of SaaS businesses have other SaaS businesses as customers, right? It's just the most natural thing ever. So if you are a SaaS product and you have lots of SaaS customers, and now a lot of these SaaS customers, if they're venture funded, they're in trouble because funding might not come anymore as easily. And if they're not venture funded, they might be in trouble because of whatever the economy. How do you deal with that? And this has also been one of the major reasons why the early 2000s and the first bubble that happened, a lot of companies were in trouble because the majority of their revenue was coming from other companies that were venture funded and were having lots of money to spend on advertising or other things. How do you deal with it, even as a bootstrap business, when a majority of your customers is affected economically and might have less money or is more of the type of customers that you have will be out of business this year because the economy is difficult for them? Do you advise these companies to find other customers or just to weather the storm because these type of customers will have good times again in the future? future?
This is great. You basically want to diversify. So you want to diversify your customer base if you want to, you know, basically ensure survival. Because you can't rely on like other startups, other SaaS businesses for your revenue for too long. Even in the long run, like that might not be healthy growth rate, probably relatively high churn in often cases, especially right now when things shut down or, you know, just need to, when everyone needs to reduce budget.
It's actually an interesting topic, maybe for future episodes, to talk about how to diversify your customer base, right? Because a lot of times, most of the advice I give is all about like focus and find who is your ideal customer and get more of those. But then, once a company has lots of those, how do they start thinking?